This week's Parshas Vayikra, also is Parshas Zachar, the Shabbos that precedes the holiday of Purim. We read about the directive, the commandment that we have to remember what Amalek did to us as we came out of Egypt, and that they attacked us for no reason, unprovoked. Here we were on the top of the world, and they came and they, it says, Sher Karcha Baderach, they came and they cooled things down. It's a Lashon Kar, which means cold, where they happened upon us. And so, but this is something that became an existential, you know, type of issue that for the history of Jewish people and the history of the world, there will always be this conflict of the Jewish people and Amalek. And so the question really is, what does it boil down to in terms of what is this conflict? If we were to really like simplify it, what are the issues? And so one of the, again, not to limit it to one thing, but the idea of what Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, are doing in history is we are looking to grow, we're evolving, and we are in tasked with bringing God's presence into the world. And within that presence, bringing God's presence into the world. So, for example, one of the things we would say is that when we look at what happens in terms of different happenings, so how do we look at that? Is it that it's just coincidental happenstance, or do we see that the hand of Hashem is involved, that Hashem is actively involved in what happens? And so the Amalek approach would be, like we just said, Asher Karcha Baderach, he happens upon that. It says in the Megillah that when Mordechai tells Esther about Haman's plan, Asher Karahu, we see again the same concept of this description of Amalek as seeing things through the prism of just coincidence, of things not being connected. This also connects as well to the Bilam approach of things, of the idea of things that being looked at as moments in time as opposed to the connectivity of things. And so we, on the other hand, when we bring Hashem into the world, we're looking at the day-to-day and seeing that Hashem is very much involved and is partnered in the history of how the events that are occurring, that Hashem is there. So whereas Amalek will say, no, God's not in this realm, we very much bring Hashem in. And so there, the conflict occurs. That's one of the play. If we're talking about a battlefield, the battlefield of this world, so that's one of the issues that we come in conflict with Amalek. But in today's day and age, where we want to like really see what's happening, what we're trying to do on our side is to build. When Hashem said to Avram at the beginning of our history, Lech Lecha, I want you to go into, I want you to become you, what he was saying is, I want you to go out and to continuously evolve and grow, you on an individual level and as a nation, to grow and to build. And comes Amalek, and they look to deconstruct and to tear things down and to do the anti approach of that. And so very much today as well, we see this conflict of, here we are, we're trying to build, and we have the other forces that look to deconstruct and to actually just try to destroy for no other reason than to be the counterforce of that building. So here we are, we're trying to bring Hashem into the world. We see, we look, and we make efforts to see Hashem's hand in everything that occurs, and to constantly try to bring the presence of Hashem into this world. And so the Zechira, when we remember, part of what we're doing also is to see how things connect. Zechira, to this core, is when we as individuals try to, we think about things that happen, we, in that process, are putting things together, and we create a connection between multiple things. That is an act of Zechira that counters what Amalek is. And so, like, here you would think, how do you go about destroying Amalek, remember them? But the truth is that in the act of memory, when we do remember things, what we are really doing is we are actively connecting the dots. And when we connect it, we see the hand of Hashem And if anything, like Hashem says to Moshe, you can't see me from the front, but from in retrospect, from the back, you can. And our job is to be able to always make that effort to look for that, because ultimately we see that it's there. And so this is not something that's a one-time, one-off, but it's a continuous struggle between the forces of building and connecting and seeing that connectivity, and the forces that are Asher Karcha Baderech, the ones who happen upon, that just see things as individual types of things. And so what Amalek also does and constantly is coming to do is to attack vulnerability. And that the idea of attacking vulnerability is like they come to the back, they attack those that are vulnerable. And the truth is that in the act of trying to grow, we have to open ourselves up to potential risk, right? If you don't put out the risk, if you don't, no risk, no reward if you don't create some risk. And so that too, in terms of our struggle with Amalek, we see that that's, you know, again, the attack against our wanting to build, to grow, to see connectivity, and also to come against those who are vulnerable, because those who are open to growth have to put themselves in that place. And so there as well, we have to prepare ourselves for that place, to the battlefield, so to speak, our point of struggle. And so Hashem should bless us that as we enter this time of Purim, that we should be able to see his hand clearly, that there should be a revelation of that, and that it should therefore enhance our ability to have a relationship with Hashem, and to be able to, like we see on Purim, the importance of giving to our friends and to the poor, to create and to enhance our connectivity as a community, and to be able to build up those who need help. That's the idea of Matanos Levyonim, to be able to give gifts to the poor, because what we're looking to do is create camaraderie, create connectivity, and also to be able to allow and help those who need the ability to, you know, that extra effort of helping those, to strengthen those, so that we can allow people to then fulfill their potential. Wishing everybody a good Shabbos and a Freilicho, a very joyous Purim.